This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, though not such a great day for two different individuals who it is widely assumed are going to be running for president in 2024. Joe Biden and Ron DeSantis of Florida. Governor DeSantis has less of a problem because if this coronavirus situation continues in the country, he's not going to be blamed for it, but Joe Biden is. But because of the direction of the COVID-19 pandemic, and particularly because of the explosion of the Delta variant, which is real and nobody doubts anymore and nobody denies anymore, and yes, we have also a new piece today to consider about how it is not true that misinformation on the internet has created the resistance to the COVID-19 pandemic vaccine. What has created that indifference to it? Well, there's a fascinating piece in the Wall Street Journal about how when they polled people about the vaccine, even at a time when Operation Warp Speed hadn't done its work, when we were still trying to create a vaccine, you had about a third of Americans who said, no, I'll never use it. I'll never get it. They were just opposed. What does that say about America? What does that say about how we come out of this? We will get to that story. And I also want to get to a story about a high school principal who was asked to remove a picture of him kissing his wife on the beach. It was a picture taken by a professional photographer for their anniversary. And this Dr. Whitehurst, who is the principal, seems like a good guy, but his school board asked him to take the picture down. There are widespread assumptions that they wanted to take the picture down because some people objected because it was a black principal and his blonde white wife. Is that really what's behind it? There's an alternate explanation. We will get to that story also on a busy day on the Michael Medved Show. But first off, there's a piece by Chris Saliza that says Joe Biden is having the worst week of his presidency so far. And Chris Saliza was actually observant and very successful in predicting the future because he wrote his piece before a couple of polls came out that show that for the first time there are two, count them, two different polls that show Joe Biden underwater in his approval rating. In other words, more people disapprove of his handling of the presidency than approve of it. This is the first time. He's already had a generally positive approval rating. Chris Saliza writes over at CNN, Joe Biden's presidential honeymoon has officially ended with a series of problems led by the ongoing surge of the Delta variant of the coronavirus coalescing to make the last few days some of the worst ones he has spent as president. The headline, Joe Biden is having the worst week of his presidency so far. Consider the current landscape Biden faces. The United States is now averaging more than 85,000 daily cases of COVID-19, up from 23,000 just 3 weeks ago. Think about that. Every day. Every day. Now 85,000 new cases a day, where 3 weeks ago was just 23,000 per day. While the White House touted Monday that it had finally reached its goal of 70% of the population with at least one vaccine shot, it came almost a month after Biden's publicly stated goal of July 4th to meet that mark. And see, it's not just that mark because the vaccines are not as effective if you just take one of them. I mean, the J&J vaccine, yes, it's just one vaccine, but if you take Moderna, or you take Pfizer, as most people do, you need to get that second vaccine. And what's also disturbing about some of the new numbers is there are a lot of people out there who get one vaccine and then say, that's enough, I've done my bit. Well, actually, you really haven't until you get that second vaccine. The Biden administration, writes Chris Saliza, a left-leaning reporter, is also in a circular firing squad over the CDC's recommendation that even vaccinated individuals must wear masks indoors if they live in areas where the spread of the virus is high. Now, again, the way the CDC put this out was very, very foolish because, again, it's, okay, if you're vaccinated and you live in the right area, and who knows if you live in the right area or not, where the vaccine is prevalent, where it's running crazy, then yeah, take the extra precaution, put on masks. But again, rather than coming out with a clear general statement that people could understand and being consistent about it, the CDC appears to have wobbled, and they say it's because the information changes. Well, it's important to get a consistent, strong, coherent story and put it out there. In the wake of the moratorium on evictions expiring on August 1st, meaning millions of Americans would now need to pay both rent and back rent or face being kicked out of their residences, a blame game has broken out. House Democrats, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have said they didn't have enough time to fix the problem before Congress left for the August recess. And they're calling on Biden to take action. Well, he did kind of, sort of, but isn't it a terrible thing for Democrats if this is so important, so urgent, and rather than reaching some kind of lasting compromise settlement that would protect people, they just go home to tend to their summer vacation? It's not a good thing. And then he notes that the number of unaccompanied minors picked up at the U.S. southern border likely hit an all-time high in July. The sharp increases from June were striking because crossings usually slow down during the stifling and sometimes fatal summer heat, wrote the Associated Press. And then there's the great story of the infrastructure bill. Even in what looks like a victory, the Senate's bipartisan agreement on a hard infrastructure bill, there's all kinds of disagreement about where they go next and how they agree to the thing in its final form and how they're going to cross the T's and dot the I's. And even assuming the legislation passes the Senate, liberals in the House are already talking publicly and loudly about their dissatisfaction with some pieces of the Senate bill. AOC, for instance, tweeted, "Good luck tanking your own party's investment on child care, climate action, and infrastructure while presuming you'll survive a three-vote House margin, especially after choosing to exclude members of color from negotiations and calling that a bipartisan accomplishment." So said AOC. Kyrsten Sinema, meanwhile, followed the latter's announcement of her opposition to the $3.5 trillion price tag for the second soft infrastructure bill, which means that they will have to, in order to get that bill to have any chance of passing, enlist some Republican support, for which there is none right now, zero, and I think it will probably likely remain zero. So what happens next, and what about that story about what may have been a racist reaction to a rather romantic anniversary photo posted on social media by a high school principal? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
So here's the deal.
Michael Medved.
I'm, you know, and what it also, and so the deal is, sorry, and here's the deal. feel. The feel, I'm like, I've got so much going on in my mind.
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from acclaimed CEO and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity has ever accomplished. And join us October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to MichaelMedVed.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about CNN, which nobody could say has been a Biden bashing network in particular. If anything, it has been supportive of the Biden presidency. But now Chris Eliza at CNN is reading the tea leaves, reading the polls, and actually taking a look at what's going on. And he's saying, while a majority of the country still approves of the job Biden is doing in office, and not according to two of the very most recent polls, but he cites a Monmouth poll that was taken the very end of July, a couple of days ago. And that poll showed 54% in April, the Monmouth University poll showed 54% approved of how Biden was handling the presidency, while 44% disapproved. So he was up in positive territory by 10 points. But in the latest Monmouth survey, which was released at the very end of July, it was down to 48% approving, while 44% disapproved. So his margin of approval was cut more than in half. And there are polls now that show that he is generally negative. And what does it all depend on? He says, like much of his first 6 months of Biden's presidency, almost everything depends on COVID-19. Does the Delta variant continue to ravage unvaccinated communities? Do deaths from the virus surge? Does the recent increase in vaccinations last? Can the administration overcome its initial messaging struggles on the need to put masks back on in some parts of the country? The answers to those questions will determine whether this is a temporary blip or the start of a longer decline for Biden and his administration. By the way, they caught a huge break last night in the results of that Ohio primary election, where Nina Turner, the radical pro-Sanders Our Revolution candidate, was supposed to win a congressional nomination replacing Marsha Fudge, who was part of Biden's cabinet, and she lost. She lost to Chantel Brown, who was the candidate of James Clyburn and Biden camp and the Congressional Black Caucus. In any event, The answers to those questions, writes Chris Eliza, will determine whether this is a temporary blip or the start of a big decline for Biden and his administration. At the moment, things look bad for Biden. A Gallup poll released Monday showed that just 40% of Americans believe the coronavirus situation is getting better. That's a stunning drop from the 89% who said the coronavirus is getting better. They said it to Gallup in June. So between June and July, more than half of the people who thought coronavirus is getting better was actually cut in half. Unbelievable. And this email came in to me, and I'll share it with you. It's from William in Yuba City, California. He says, Michael, who do you and your ilk think you are demanding that folks get the vaccine? Point one, you all seem to say, what about grandma and grandpa? You assume people really care. I believe that most do not really care about strangers, only about people they know. I doubt you care about my relatives any more than I really care about yours. Anything else is just virtue signaling. What say you, Michael? It's absurd, is what I say. I do think that most Americans are good people. And good people care about their neighbors. They care about people they may not even know. They care about people they see. For instance, when you see the video of Tamira Mensah Stock, that Olympic wrestler, wrapped in the American flag, and thanking God and talking about what a blessing it is, what an honor it is to represent the United States. I care about her. Never met her. Don't know that much about her. But for goodness sake, I do not believe that most Americans are bad people. I don't believe that they're selfish. I don't believe that most Americans... Do I believe that they have flaws? Sure. But to suggest that I am overestimating humanity to think that there is some concern about people at large. And also, you know, most people are not idiots. And for someone to believe that it doesn't matter, your welfare will not be affected one way or another by how many people die of the pandemic. I mean, just look at the economy. By the way, we had a terrible day on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 320 points. Does that impact everybody? Have people been impacted by the comeback we had started to make from the pandemic to the job openings that are available? Sure. And when he says, who do you and your ilk think you are demanding that folks get the vaccine? First of all, not demanding, but just commenting that the good of the country, which I care about, the good of the country actually depends on it. And that's something that Republicans and Democrats increasingly acknowledge. And their political welfare as well. Ron DeSantis, I had mentioned before, like Biden, like the country at large, has been sinking in the polls. For the first time, there are new polls out that show him actually losing the governorship this time. He's going to have a fight. And partially it's because you can't look at Florida right now, which is leading the country in bad COVID statistics. And it's not the worst in terms of the vaccination rate, because it's just a little bit below the national average in the vaccination rate. However, that's particularly bad because Florida has more vulnerable people than most states. And you would think that most of those oldsters that he's talking about, grandma and grandpa, who would want to get vaccinated, that they would be disproportionately in Florida. And that's why what you're talking about, Chris Saliza, in his piece about the Biden administration, everything, and I mean everything, flows from the COVID news. And the truth is that Biden's ability to change the current story on COVID-19 in this country is decidedly limited. So what about the idea of people who don't want to get vaccinated actually paying for it? How? With a fine? No, just by finding that your health insurance is going to cost more. It is legal under Obamacare and under every federal and state law for insurance companies to charge more to people who smoke a couple of packs a day, or even one pack a day. Is that fair? Sure it is, because when you are giving somebody an insurance policy, you're assessing his risk of getting very sick and dying. We will get back to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Lately you've been sounding like a raving lunatic.
You don't have a clue.
I think you don't have a clue.
He didn't say that.
I did.
Your wife is a psychologist. You need to sit down with her.
The Michael MedVet Show.
That is absolutely absurd.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. It's full speed ahead for the sweeping infrastructure bill in the Senate, so says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Senators are continuing efforts to plow through numerous amendments to the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure upgrade. Some Republicans cheering the bill as well, including Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important bipartisan bill. There's an excellent chance it will be a bipartisan success story for the country.
Senate Democrats also working on a $3.5 trillion spending plan. Gas prices keep moving toward $3.20 a gallon. Today's AAA survey showing the national average for regular gasoline is $3.18 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, part of what is happening with the country is that we are heading into familiar territory. For most of the last 20 years, Americans have believed that the country was headed in the wrong direction. Ironically, one of the times where we felt we were heading in the right direction was at the early stages of responding to September 11th, 20 years ago. And then at the beginning of the Biden administration, the country also believed it was headed in the wrong direction. A beginning of the Biden administration kind of believed it was heading in the right direction, that we had changed direction. Because generally, most of these polls that come out all the time do not show a great deal of optimism. There's a piece over in Newser looking at the Gallup poll and others, and it says in June, 89% of Americans polled saw the COVID-19 outbreak is improving. Just 3% thought it was worsening in June. That was before the Delta variant. In July, the Gallup poll reports more adults expressed pessimism than optimism about the pandemic, 45% to 40%. It's the first time since January that pessimism was the majority view. The web survey released on Monday was conducted at the very end of July against a backdrop of surging cases. By a 6-point margin, the majority supported state guidelines calling for wearing face masks in public and social distancing, and that was before the CDC changed its recommendations last week. 65% of Americans are concerned about the new surge, up from 57% in June. How can you not be concerned about the new surge? Overall, 48% are concerned about coming down with a newer coronavirus variant. But among those who say they won't get vaccinated, only 16% are. Are they right? Let us go to Olga in Lake Taps, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Mike. It's Michael. Thanks so much for having me. I just wanted to ask you a question about, I know your conversation about vaccines and how, you know, you believe in them a lot, but what do you have to say to the people that are reluctant to get the vaccine because they're just concerned or afraid of the adverse effects that you might have after them? I'm personally 34. I'm in fairly good health. I have two kids that I take care of, and I don't want to just gamble on the vaccine, hearing how many, like, adverse effects there are. And should, God forbid, something happen to me after I take this vaccine, I don't want, you know, there's no one to take care of my kids. There's no one else to provide for my family. At this point, I think I have a better chance just having COVID and recovering from it than taking a gamble and willingly taking a vaccine and suffering some really, you know, debilitating effects on my health.
You're asking a very crucial question, and all I can tell you is this. Do you have a doctor?
I do.
Okay, speak to your doctor. It's worth it, and probably he will speak to you without charging you for a visit, or it can be incorporated into your insurance, or however you do it. Speak to your doctor, because he will reaffirm to you that even being young and healthy, you are at much greater risk of serious consequences from COVID than from any of the COVID vaccines. The vaccines are overwhelmingly safe. I mean,
they are overwhelmingly safe. But my problem is just from, and I know it's anecdotal evidence, but just from the people I have known, I have personally come in contact, the amount of vaccine side effects that they have suffered that are not just fever and a headache or body aches. They're severe. They're serious. They're high, even just from the people that I come in contact with. And yes, my doctor will likely say that I have a good percentage of surviving it or being okay after the vaccine. There's many other doctors that don't have such an optimistic outlook.
You're wrong. Olga, you're simply wrong about that. In other words, people will acknowledge, and doctors are responsible, and any doctor will acknowledge, of course there's a chance you might have side effects. But in terms of serious side effects, your chances of serious side effects and getting the virus, particularly if you remain unvaccinated, are vastly higher by a very significant factor than your chances of anything bad happening when you get the vaccines. And by the way, this story that we're going to be talking about later, which is the fact that major insurance companies are now thinking about charging people more if they refuse the vaccine, they refuse the opportunity to get the vaccine, not as a punishment, but just as a recognition of the fact that your chances of getting seriously sick and costing the insurance company a lot of money to pay for your medical care are hugely higher than your chances of having some adverse effect from one of the vaccines. I wish you luck. I wish us all luck. And it is one of those things that it's encouraging now, it seems to me, that people are turning around and not seeing anything political in this vaccine matter. There are tons now of Republican senators and Republican governors who are recognizing that you simply can't ignore this thing anymore. And you can't ignore the fact that the places, the concentrations where there are new cases breaking out and certainly new hospitalizations, they are very much the same places where there are concentrations of the unvaccinated. You've heard people talk about this. This has become a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And when you have a chance to control it, it's really what you should do. Again, rather than talking to the anecdotal evidence you have from people you know, this is one of those things where this is part of why we have doctors, and presumably we can trust our doctors. appreciate your call and wish you the best with your kids. Okay. With all of this going on right now, there's a lot of political speculation about what this means in Florida. Governor DeSantis made a statement that said he's fed up with media hysteria about the COVID cases in Florida. Why should he be fed up? I mean, Florida has a huge upsurge. It's the leading locale in the country right now for new COVID cases. But here's what the governor, who has clearly been nursing presidential ambitions, has to say. Clip 12.
I think it's important to point out because, you know, obviously media does hysteria. You try to fearmonger. You try to do this stuff. And when they'll talk about hospitalizations, our hospitals are open for business. Like I said, Jackson, the COVID patients are half of what they were last year. Even in places that have more, COVID patients represent a fraction of the overall hospital beds. And so I don't want to see a repeat because of some of the media hysteria where people who have heart problems or stroke are not going in to get care. That happened in March of 2020 and in April. There was a huge decline in people who would show up to the ED. Literally, people are having heart attacks at home because they thought that there weren't either not enough room in the hospital or they thought that they would get COVID and die as a result of that. So we don't want to follow that. People should be good. You should go. And then I would say just the broader public, particularly our seniors, you know, who've been vaccinated, I think the data's clear. You may test positive. We hope that that wouldn't happen, but the mortality and all that is dramatically reduced, and so you do have protection.
Okay, he's saying seniors who have been vaccinated. Florida has 50% of Floridians who have been vaccinated, and I believe that's 50% of any vaccination, even one, not having the two completed. It's below the national average. It's below the national average, and has been. And I think that part of what DeSantis has been saying, trying to speak for all those people who don't want new regulations, the best way to speak against new regulations is new vaccinations. We'll talk about this controversial issue with the principal and his wife and their anniversary photo in coming up in Texas.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, there's a lesson here in the story that I'm about to share with you that I think is important for everybody, including people who work in the media for a living, which is try to get some background before you go off full tilt on condemning one side or another in a local dispute. And there's a headline that got my attention. It's an NBC headline that says Texas high school principal says district called photo of him with wife questionable. And then they show you a photo, but it's actually not the actual photo. It's a piece of the photo. It's an edited piece of the photo that they show you on NBC. And it's a photo showing two very good-looking people. A blonde woman kissing, making out with a black guy who's very much in shape. They're both in shape and they good-looking people, and he's sort of leaning toward her, and they're about to kiss. And apparently, they had this photo, a series of photos taken by a professional photographer. And then they posted them on their own account, and they got an angry response. And, of course, everybody sees that photo, and you think, it's racism. Why would people be angry about a nice couple who are celebrating their wedding anniversary, and they are married, and they have a beautiful family? Why would anybody be upset about them posting a photo like that on social media? Well, here's the story. A high school principal in Texas said he was asked by the district to pull down a photo of him and his wife from social media after a parent's complaint. In fact, here is the way that Texas carried this news. That NBC carried this news from Coleyville, Texas. Listen.
It was supposed to be a celebration for Dr. James Whitfield and his family. Whitfield, named principal of Coleyville Heritage Middle School 2 years ago. But before he could pop open the champagne, his boss called and asked him to check his email.
So I kind of looked at my wife like,
don't know what, you know, what's going on.
If he looked online and immediately saw a photo he and his wife took on the beach, a photo shoot by a professional photographer on their anniversary.
Well, I look at the picture and I look at the words above it that says, is this the Dr. Whitfield that we want leading our schools? And I showed my wife, who immediately, she begins to well up, you know, with tears.
What does that mean to you?
I see a black man with a tattoo on his arm.
There's the black man, the tattoo, but also my wife is white. And I would like to believe that there was some universe where that wasn't why he sent that message.
And do I know why he sent that message or not? She says that the story says that there was also disputes going on at the school, and this was when he was appointed. This was 2019 when he posted this particular photo, when he had just been appointed a principal at a middle school, and then he went on to become a principal of a high school. And so why is the controversy coming out now? Because there's another controversy going on at the moment, so that brings up this past controversy. And the controversy going on right now, well, they bring that up at the end of their NBC report. Listen, this is 17B.
Whitfield, one of the first African-American principals in the district, has been accused online and in board meetings of promoting the belief that white people are inherently racist. It's something he and the district have denied. Stressed over the accusations, Whitfield said he couldn't shake the photo incident from his head.
What did the school district say to you?
They said to take it, if you could take it down. And I asked, why? Like, what's wrong with the picture?
What did it say?
It was, hey, we're just trying to avoid, you know, like any conflict.
Grapevine colleague Elias D. said in a statement, some of the photos the district received contained poses that are questionable for an educator, especially a principal or administrator. It had nothing to do with race. We wanted to provide a smooth transition for Dr. Whitfield, which is why we advised him of the concern and made a request for the photos to be taken down.
Okay, they go through this whole thing and they don't show you the real photos. The real photos are actually shown in People magazine now because this has become a big issue. And again, the real photos would show you the whole bodies of the people involved and not just their heads coming together for a kiss. Show that they're lying on the beach, he's lying on her back, her legs are kind of open, and he's lying between them, and it's a very racy photo. And do I share the idea that I would have written in and say, take this down from your personal social media? No, it's ridiculous. I would never do that. However, if you have a child in a middle school, it's not a high school, and the principal is shown basically climbing on top of his wife on the beach and something he chooses to post, the question is why they couldn't have told him when he asked them, well, what's involved with this? The truth is they had gotten some complaints from parents who had seen it, because they, of course, you've got to assume that anything that involves a teacher, an educator, is going to be seen by students. Do I know whether it's true that that Dr. Whitfield, the principal now of a high school, has actually been trying to promote critical race theory, which is a genuine controversy? I do not. But I do know that he only brought this up on an incident where he was not forced to take the photos down. He was pressured to, but apparently he didn't. And it's an incident from 2 years ago. More than 2 years ago. And again, the idea that this is automatically race because it shows a white woman and a black man, apparently none of the comments that were left were racial at all. They talked about it being inappropriate for an educator and making some parents uncomfortable. And the question that I think you really have to ask is, how do you know if it's racism or not? Try to imagine that the same photo was posted with a white husband and a white wife, or let's imagine that it was two black people or two Asian people making out on the beach, which this is. There are other photos in the series of photos that show her riding on his back, and they're both smiling and laughing, that I don't think would have provoked any controversy at all. And how this relates to opposition to critical race theory, which is one of the issues that is going on right now. Is it possible to be opposed to critical race theory being taught to our children without being a racist? It seems to me it obviously is, and I think that most of the opposition to critical race theory is criticism of one-dimension teaching that does lead to the conclusion that there is such a thing as white privilege and that white supremacy is what America is based on, and basically making people feel apologetic and guilty about the whole heritage of this country. The name of the high school, by the way, where Dr. Whitehurst actually teaches and where he is the principal, is Colleyville Heritage High School. And the question about how you teach the complicated heritage of the United States, opposition to teaching critical race theory is not opposition to teaching people about racism and the history of racism. But you have to do that teaching in context, indicating the importance of the role of racism in America, but not exaggerating it, and not ignoring the phenomenal progress in that regard by every conceivable measure that this country has made over the course of nearly 250 years. We will get to more on this, and also to the idea that America is in trouble because we are heading toward a repeat of the 1970s. 1970s, long time ago, of course. And are we repeating the 1970s, and will we repeat the change into the era of Reagan? There's actually a column that says there's not a chance because we're in worse shape now. Are we? We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.